Geshe-la put so much thought and his care for us is tireless. Thinking, how do I express this meaning so that it will be clear to everybody forever? So he thinks, thinks, thinks. Then through blessings, it's coming. And we get unsurpassed, clear, precise teachings from Wisdom Buddha. Then it becomes clear in my mind through blessings. When it is clear, appearing to my mind, I write it down. Here we have it, page by page, sentence by sentence. It's oral instruction. It's coming through blessings. It's coming through blessings. It isn't anywhere else. It's appearing newly in this presentation for the people of the modern world, exquisitely, clearly expressed from our root guru's own experience. We must understand the preciousness of what we've found and what we're receiving. So Geshe-la says, from my own point of view, my personal point of view, the wisdom being of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka enters my mind, mixes and stays there. Through his blessings, it's coming naturally. Through receiving blessings, understanding is coming. It is very different from other books written by other teachers. It's oral transmission from the wisdom being Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. Even though they are the same generally, so the titles might be similar, etc., etc., the presentation of the teaching is quite different. Then Geshe-la said, thinking a lot, more, within a few weeks, very strong, very clear. Then confidence to explain publicly. So this is what oral transmission means. So I hope we have some special feeling and that explanation has touched our heart. It's so important that Dharma touches our heart. So you've just received an unsurpassed instruction on oral instruction. There's a little bit more. But if we're not affected, there's nothing more to be said. So that's from our side, if we're shining the sun of our faith. So Geshe-la says, therefore it comes, the understanding, many hidden meanings are explained through blessings. And Geshe-la said, here's another example. So this is when he was talking to Genla Kenrab and myself. No one understands, for example, the Heart Sutra. No one understands or believes it is an oral instruction. So the Heart Sutra is an oral instruction. For Avalokiteshvara, it is an oral instruction. Shariputra requested Avalokiteshvara. So as you know, Buddha was meditating on emptiness. completely silent in meditative equipoise. Geshe-la said, he's meditating on emptiness. He's doing nothing, Geshe-la said. Buddha's doing nothing. So Buddha's sitting, meditating. And Avalokiteshvara is teaching. So Shariputra asked Avalokiteshvara a question, and Avalokiteshvara is teaching. So Geshe-la's question is, how is Avalokiteshvara teaching? Because the wisdom being of Buddha Shakyamuni entered Avalokiteshvara's heart, mixed with his mind inseparably, and through the wisdom being mixed inseparably with Avalokiteshvara's mind, the Heart Sutra came from Avalokiteshvara's mouth. So whose teaching is it? It came from Buddha's omniscient mind, through Avalokiteshvara's mind, and out through Avalokiteshvara's mouth. So, coming from the wisdom being, Buddha Shakyamuni, mixed inseparably with Avalokiteshvara's mind, through Avalokiteshvara's mind, appearing publicly through Avalokiteshvara's speech. So we can understand how the Heart Sutra is an oral instruction. It's coming through Buddha's blessings. It's not coming from Avalokiteshvara. It's coming from the wisdom being, Buddha Shakyamuni, at his heart. No one can see. So what people see is Buddha meditating and Avalokiteshvara teaching. So no one could see, but Avalokiteshvara knows where the teaching is coming from. There is no other proof, because it is Avalokiteshvara's personal experience. So you imagine you're Avalokiteshvara, you definitely know where the teaching is coming from. So Geshe-la's a little bit helping us understand where our oral instructions are coming from. The wisdom being of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka at our Guru's heart, and the teaching comes from his mind mixed with the wisdom being. So Geshe-la's conclusion, it's the first point of this paragraph. Therefore, a transmission blessing is very important. So everyone's encouraged to receive the transmission blessing of this precious text. So then, because it's an oral instruction, we need blessings. We need blessings.